A blessed day to everyone. Welcome to our midweek study. Today we will be continuing our study on the book of Exodus, and we have been looking at the Ten Commandments. Tonight we'll be looking at the third commandment. So if you have your Bibles with you, kindly go to Exodus 20, verse 7. Exodus 20, verse 7. You shall not take the name of the Lord your God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless who takes his name in vain. Shall we pray? Loving God, we praise you for how we know that you are sovereign and that you are always in control, and that the situation that we're in right now did not take you by surprise. And so we continue to ask you to be with us as we ponder upon your word. We pray that you'd bless our time together as we study your precious, precious word. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. Before we begin looking at the third commandment, by way of introduction, kindly go to Ephesians chapter 4, verse 29. Ephesians 4:29. Andiyan po kayo? Sulat ni Pablo sa taga Epeso, kabanatang 4, talatang 29. And it reads, "Let no corrupting talk come out of your mouths, but only such as is good for building up, as fits the occasion, that it may give grace to those who hear." Dito sabi ni Pablo, he is encouraging the believers in Ephesus to be mindful of their words. Bantayan ang kanilang mga pangusap, yung mga salitang lumalabas sa kanilang bibig. At sabi ganun ni Pablo, to not let unwholesome talk come out of their mouths. And so we ask, ano ba yung unwholesome talk? Ano ba yung corrupt words? Here, in verse 29, by virtue of contrast, Paul tells us what these uncorrupt words are. Sabi niya sa verse 29, by virtue of contrast, corrupt talks are those that do not build up. Those that are not fitting the occasion. And that those that are not gracious to those who would hear. So, with those truths in mind, ano ba ang acceptable language? Hanggang saan ba yung pangit ng pananalita? How filthy is filthy? Sa panahon natin ngayon, subjective po yan. Nowadays, this truth, this theme is very subjective. Yung hindi masyadong vulgar sa iba, vulgar sa iba. Right? So, iba sasabihin sa atin, napaka old-fashioned natin, we need to go with the flow as even culture, as even language evolves, sabi nila. So, old-fashioned nga ba tayo if we are not comfortable with unwholesome talk? Ang nakakatakot dito at nakakalungkot mga kapatid, the sad thing here is that even believers are not clear as to where to draw the line. Hindi, kahit sila, hindi nila alam. Kahit tayo, hindi natin alam. I say this because it is very important that we understand what those unwholesome talks are, what those corrupt talks are. Kasi as we look closely to the third commandment, we would see kung paano ang carelessness na atin sa ating panlita may be defiance already to God's word. Defiance already to taking his name in vain. Sa panahon ngayon, kahit mga pastors, hindi po ba, just for the sake of people paying attention to them, would just for the sake of people become energetic, they would be focused more on the jokes rather than on the word of God to convict the heart. And so, friends, as we start looking at the third commandment, please know na bago po kayo masaktan o ma-offend sa mga pangungusap na ito, I am the first one who got convicted sa pangungusap na ito. And I just want to say it outright. Ngayon pa lang po, I was confronted by these words. I was convicted by these words. I was in tears when I was looking at the implications of this commandment. So, again, sinasabi ko po ito sa inyo para huwag niyong isipin that I have intentions to be rough and to step on people's toes. No. As I've said, I wept. Naiyak po ako as I was looking at this commandment. As this commandment, this word, confronted my own heart. Because I know that out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. At madalas kong nakikita, as I was looking at, as I was contemplating, and as I was studying this word, I found myself taking the Lord's name in vain. Yung passage sa Ephesus, o sa ni Pablo sa Ephesus, sa Ephesians, ini-encourage tayo to cultivate for us, to develop for us, language that is fitting to the redeemed, and not to play with words that might be, hindi natin man lang mamalayan, is already in defiance to the third commandment. So, again, I hope you have your Bibles with you, and kindly go now to Exodus 20, verse 7, as we look closely at this commandment. You shall not take the name of the Lord your God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless who takes his name in vain. It sounds simple, right? And it is simple. And at first glance, it simply means to not misuse the name of God, to not misuse the name of the Lord. Pero mga kapatid, sa likod nun, behind that, the moral precepts behind this commandment is not at all simple. It is very far-reaching. Ang daming implication ito. Ang daming application ito. It is very broad. It is very deep. And it would step on people's toes. And let me just say, it would step on your toes. It has stepped on mine. Psalm 119, the psalm that focuses on God's word. Psalm 119, verse 96 reads, I have seen a limit to all perfection, but your commandment is exceedingly broad. Sabi nung manunulat, ang iyong kautusan ay ay napakalawak. So, this tells us that God's word is alive, it's relevant, it's active, it's always relevant, and it's authoritative. And so, as we look at this verse, isang verse lang, we would see the broad implications of this commandment. I hope you have your Bibles and notebooks ready, and let us dig deep into this third commandment. Yung third commandment po is the most substantial commandment, yet it's also one of those that is often misused, and often misunderstood, and often broken. Take the Lord's name in vain is often found in unbelievers, in fact. Diba? Pero nakakalungkot, pati mga believers ngayon are not cautious and are not aware that they may be taking the Lord's name in vain. Are you ready for this? Has any one of you used the word or the phrase OMG. OMG. Sa text message perhaps, sa Facebook post, or sa Facebook Messenger messages, in a conversation perhaps. Diba? And people don't give it a thought. People say it's harmless. But friends, do you even realize the misuse of God's name is even worse than vulgar words that we often hear in our society? Napapapikit tayo, napapailing tayo pag nakakarinig tayo ng mga taong ang lulutong magmura. Right? We cringe. But yet, we are unaffected when people mention God's name loosely, when people take the Lord's name in vain. And this commandment, friends, is not talking about language or just language. Notice the way the commandment is stated. Tinan yung Bible nyo. You shall not take the name of the Lord your God in vain. It doesn't read, speak the Lord's name. Sabing ganun dito, the Lord finds a person guilty who takes his name in vain. Hindi sinabing pagwikaan lang o gamitin lang, isabihin lang, banggitin lamang, but to take his name in vain. So hindi lang ito sa pangungusap, to take the Lord's name in vain. But any wrong use of his name. The Hebrew word take means to lift up, to bear, to carry, or even, listen, to wear. Isuot. You see, this is too familiar for us. Itong third commandment na to, that we don't even give it a thought. What this is saying is that to not appropriate God's name in meaningless ways and means. Don't use it any way that is, don't use it in any way that is nonsense. Ito sinasabi rito ng talata. For example, let's look at the practical implications. If you say you are a Christian, you claim to be a Christian, you are in effect taking the Lord's name as a description of who you are. And of course, there's nothing wrong with that. As long as you do this accordingly and appropriately, there's nothing wrong with calling yourself a Christian if you act the way Christ would want you to act. If you are acting in a way that Christ would have you act. And again, hindi lang ito pangungusap. Pagkilos, gawi. And again, hindi ito perfection because no one is perfect, but a disposition. It's a pattern of life that is fitting to anyone who calls himself a Christian. Mga tanong dito dapat eh, are you generally known to love God and the things of God? Do you speak about God? Do you tell people about God? Do you love His Word? Do you read and study His Word? Do you live it out? Do you obey God's Word? When people look at your lives in your neighborhood, would you be known to have a reputation of meekness, humility, and grace? Friends, nakita niyo implication nito? It's very convicting, don't you think? So many people call themselves Christians nowadays. They even put it in their Facebook profile. Yet we do see posts on their Facebooks that speaks otherwise. Yung mga pictures nila, pinopost nila, parang hindi naman believer. If you call yourself a Christian and act like you're not, you have taken the Lord's name in vain. So again, hindi ito pangungusap lamang. Let me paint a picture for you by telling a story. There is a story of a big company, a very, very successful company. At yung may-ari nito, the CEO and the chairman or the owner of the company lives and takes his office in the penthouse of a very wonderful, magnificent, and modern building. Wala pa nakakakita sa kanya, pero alam nila siya yung big boss. Ni picture, wala siya. And so this boss has a son. And yung son niya, part din ng management or leadership. Let's say one day si yung anak nitong big boss dumating, nakita niya natutulog yung gwardiya, sinigawan agad, binulyawan agad. Tapos kung ano na sinasabi. Tapos binantaan pa na you're gonna lose your job. Tapos nung umalis na yung son, what do you think would the guard say? Possibly the guard would think siguro bastos yung tatay nito. Siguro salbahe ang tatay nito. Kasi salbahe ang anak eh. I have never seen his dad, but I'm pretty sure his dad is mean as well. Because his son is mean. Tapos itong son, papunta siya sa elevator. Pagpasok niya, siya naman palabas ng isang secretary na may bit na maraming papel. So, syempre, nalaglag yung mga papel. And nagalit na naman itong son and sinabihan pa yung secretary, tatanga-tanga kasi. And so, the son went in the elevator and as the door closes, imagine, ano kaya iniisip nung secretary? Napaka-inconsiderate naman ito. Siguro inconsiderate din ang tatay nito. You see where I'm going at? Let's change the story a bit. The son comes in and he sees the guard sleeping and he gives this guard a tap, a gentle tap sa kanyang balikat. Sabi niya, mukhang pagod na pagod po kayo, mukhang napuwet po kayo. And then sabi ng guard, pasensya na po kayo, sir, kasi dalawa po ang jobs ko eh. Kasi I need to work hard for my family. No worries, huwag po kayo matakot. I understand. Thank you for telling me. Daan kayo sa opisina ko mamaya. Sige po, salamat po, salamat po. Itong lumalakad na yung son, ang naisip ng gwardiya, ang bait naman itong boss kong to. Siguro sobrang bait din ang tatay nito. Tapos pagbukas ng elevator, nagkabanggaan yung son, yung anak ng big boss, tapos yung secretary na naglaglagan yung mga papel, and then nag-sorry na at nag-apologize yung secretary, tapos sabi nung anak ng big boss, no, sorry, ako po may kasalanan, hindi ko kayo nakita. At tinulungan niya magpulot ng papel at siya pa nagbuhat, papunta sa copier. And after that, nung paalis na siya, naghumingi ulit ng dispensa at nung pagbalik na sa elevator, ano kaya iniisip nung secretary? Siguro, sobrang considerate ng tatay nito. Kasi considerate yung anak eh. You see where I'm going at? It's not just verbal. It's also how we act, how we live. So, we will be guilty of taking the Lord's name in vain if we don't act the way a believer should act, or if we act contrary to our claim to be representing Christ. And dear ones, hindi ito trivial. Hindi ito minor sin lang. Now, let me invite you to be serious and be focused on the Bible, on your Bibles, kasi we'll look at this, himay-himay natin. As we look at this commandment, we find three aspects ng commandment. Three aspects. Una-una yung restriction, yung pinagbabawal. Sabi nga nun, you shall not take the name of the Lord your God in vain. To take God's name in vain means to use it in an inappropriate manner or useless manner. And we do that in two ways. How do we do that? Ito pinagbabawal ng Diyos. Ano ang pinagbabawal ng Diyos? Anong itsura ng taking His name in vain? When we use it without any reference to Him, hindi siya ang pinapatungkulan natin. Or when we use it without any reverence for Him, ginagamit natin ng walang paggalang at pagsamba sa Kanya. Do you see that? Restrictions. We fail, we sin big time in taking the Lord's name in vain when we use His name without any reference to Him or without reverence for Him. Again, friends, listen. Nowadays, yung pangalan ng Diyos, ginagamit madalas kahit na hindi naman siyang pinapatungkulan. Nowadays, we hear people use OMG. Diba? Oh my God. Para saan yun? Are they even talking to God? Or are they even referring to God? No. They actually usually use that to depict and express a variety of emotions. Pag nagulat, pag na-surprise, pag nainis, pag gustong magmura, ayaw lang mas magmura talaga, pag napikon, OMG! You see? This commandment is saying that we should not use God's name when we are not referring to Him. Hindi siya ang pinapatungkulan natin. Unless our intention is to speak of Him and to speak to Him, we ought not to be using God's name because this is a serious sin. You see? It is also a sin when you fail to use God's word to show reverence, to show respect and worship to Him, to show Him proper reverence. For example, jokes about God, even insincere invocations of God's name. When I was growing up, I'll be honest with you. Maraming beses ako nakarinig ng mga joke ni Johnny Tango. Diba? Tapos si minimension pa ang Panginoong Diyos. And, di ba? We ought not to be using God's name as a punchline for a joke. And ito pa. This is where I find myself guilty. Dahil minsan, just for the sake of having light moments, for the sake of making other people laugh, for the sake of we understand that we are all believers here, tapos pag magkakasama pa mga ibang pastor, before po, mas madalas kami dating umaalis, pupunta sa mga sites. One of the sites is Boracay, and we go there to teach. ako, si Pastor Alan, si Pastor Sean, Pastor Vincent, we usually go, we regularly go there to teach. And ang routine namin doon, church, hotel, hotel, church. Walang pagkakataon maligo or whatnot, kasi nga yun lang focus namin, magturo. But when we go there, we jokingly say, I jokingly say, particularly me, okay? Oh, I went there because I'm suffering for Jesus. Every pastor may have heard of this phrase already. Some pastor may have used this a number of times. Noong unang panahon, I find it very harmless. But as I look closely on the Word of God, wow, na-convict po ako. It confronted my heart. Why would I do that, such a thing? Just for the sake of a laugh? Light moment? Why would I do that? So as I searched my heart, I knew it was improper use of God's name. It was an insincere use of His name with no reverence at all. For the sake of a joke? Ako po, aminado po ako ron. Yun ang ginawa ko dati. And sabihin ng ilan sa iyo, napaka-petty naman yan, Pastor. Don't be hard on yourself. No, not according to this commandment. It's not at all light. Not according to this commandment. A few years ago, meron pong isang well-known evangelical pastor sa US na invite siyang mag-pray sa isang national convention of a big political party. And then, he prayed. So maganda yung prayer niya. But as he was wrapping up his prayer, he paused and he said this phrase, "I want to be sensitive to other faiths here. So, as I end my prayer, please end your prayer the way you normally do." And then he said, "In Jesus' name we pray, Amen." Kasabay niya nagsabi, "In Jesus' name we pray." There are those who prayed to Allah, prayed to whoever they're praying to, whoever their God is. Nakakalungkot yun. That is blasphemous. That was an opportunity to declare and proclaim God, but for the sake of political correctness, this pastor did that. It would have been better kung hindi lang siya nagpray. You see, people use the Lord's name in vain and were not aware of it. To use the name without reference to Him and to take His name without reference for Him or reverence for Him is a sin. That is what this commandment is about. It is a sin when you use His name, when you take His name, and when you are not properly talking to Him or not talking about Him. If these two are not your intentions, then don't take and use God's name at all. Diba? Naintindihan natin sa corporate world eh. Diba? We understand that we cannot very loosely use a company's logo, newsletter, or trademark. Diba? Or yung branding. To do that would be dangerous for us because we might be accused of misrepresenting the brand. You cannot just use any company's trademark without a proper authorization. Right? If we understand that in the corporate level, na pwede kang idemanda, pwede kang pagmultahin, imagine the great offense in using God's name in vain. There are only two reasons that I can think of na pwede natin, na dapat natin gamitin ang pangalan ng Diyos. One is to glorify Him, and the other is to edify others. I think those are just the two proper reasons or proper ways that we use God's name, when we glorify Him or when we edify others. And other reason in using God's name should be avoided. So yun yung restriction, yun yung pinagbabawal imposed in this commandment. And if you think that's strict, yes, you're right. It is strict. We're talking about God here. We're talking about God's name here. So, yung first part ng commandment is the restriction. Yung pagbabawal. The second part is the requirement. Hindi siya explicit na nakita rito, but we see the loud implication, the strong implication. If the restriction is to not take the name of the Lord in vain. So, flip side, the requirement is to sanctify God's name as precious and glorious in your hearts. Kung ang restriction, kung ang pinagbawal, huwag gamitin ng walang kapararakan ang kanyang pangalan. Therefore, that by virtue of implication, we ought to be, as a requirement, to be setting God's name apart. As glorious, as wonderful, as beautiful, kung pinagbawal ang gamitin ang, Diyos, ang pangalan ng Diyos ng walang kapararakan, dapat natin isaalang-alang ang kanyang pangalan bilang maganda, mabuti, marangal. Right? Simple lang painggan, but as we unpacked this verse, nakita natin kung gaano ka-broad yung implication. Tama? So let's first talk about God's name. God's name is not merely a word that we use to address Him, like Erwin. Hindi lang ganun. Hindi lang pangalan o na pwedeng gamitin para patungkulan siya. So what do we mean by God's name? God's name is that by which He is called. Pinapatungkol siya, that by which He is made known to us. Pinakilala sa atin. That by which His nature and perfections are revealed to us. Yun yung biblical definition ng pangalan ng Diyos. That by which He is called, that by which He is made known to us, that by which His nature and perfections are revealed to us. So it goes far more beyond just words, far more beyond just yung pangalan lang niya. It practically embraces everything that is true about God, His nature, His perfections, His qualities, His attributes, His character. So God's name includes all His titles, like Jehovah, like Yahweh, like Elohim, like Adonai, right? It also includes all the designations, listen, of each person in the Trinity, like Father, like Son, like the Holy Spirit, right? As well as the names ascribed to each person of the Trinity, like Jesus, like Christ, like Lord, the Word, Abba, Father, or the Comforter, right? At lahat pa ng ibang mga ang pangalan nagpapatungkol sa person, sa each person ng Trinity. Hindi lang titles, hindi lang names, it includes their attributes as well. And please take note of this, right? Because many people, many believers would not be so bold in using God's name, but at times we use His attributes, His characters as very loosely. Ako, guilty ako rito. We may not use His formal name in vain, but we often use and do that with His attributes. Oftentimes, at madalas dyan, as an expression of shock, disgust, frustration, parang exclamation point. For example, have mercy. Or goodness gracious, OMG, for heaven's sake, my word. It seems harmless, di ba? But when you think about it, pinalitan lang natin yung formal name ng kanyang attributes and characters and excellencies. Diba? To use these phrases as an exclamation without real reference and of course reverence for God is breaking the third commandment. It is taking the Lord's name in vain. Diba? Pag nag-OMG tayo, totoo ba talagang pinapatungkulan siya? Hindi. Nagulat ka lang eh. I know of someone who makes that as an expression. Noong unang panahon, nagmumura siya pag nagugulat. Pero nung naging believer siya, pinalitan niya lang yung mura ng pangalan ng Diyos. It's the same thing. It's actually mas mabigat na kasalanan yun. We are not to take lightly everything that pertains to God. In fact, if you would remember the Lord's Prayer, one line there says, "Hallowed be thy name." We are, in effect, ought to be focused on having high regard for everything that speaks of God's person, attribute, character, and works. Napansin niyo kung gaano kalawak ang implication nito, how far-reaching this commandment is? It addresses blasphemy. It addresses hypocrisy. Diba? Like I said earlier, we may call ourselves a Christian and behave in an un-Christian manner, un-Christ-like manner. So that, in effect, is taking the Lord's name in vain. Itong commandment na ito rules out our careless use of God's name in making an oath. Diba? Swear to God. Peksman, swear to God. Saksi ko ang langit. As God as my witness. As God is my witness. Etc. Why would we even use God's name to express our truthfulness? Diba? And we do that as an exaggeration. That, hey, maniwala ka sa akin. But the Bible says, let your yes be yes and your no be no. You don't need to make an oath or swear to God or heaven. Now, ito po, hindi ko sinasabi na kasama dito yung legal na taking an oath. Right? When you, for example, you're in a court, isa sa mga witnesses, and then you're sworn in, hindi yan taking the Lord's name in vain. Right? Or when you are installed into a position, perhaps, as a president of a university, siguro. Diba? Merong installation doon, and then you are asked to make an oath. When I was ordained, we were made to say a vow. Ang mga kinasal sa atin, diba? We were asked to make a vow. Diba? For better, for worse, in sickness and in health, for rich, richer or poor, diba? So help us God. Those are legitimate. We see, and I hope you understand what I'm saying. May ilan pa ng mga pastors or mga preachers who make attributes of God or phrases that pertains to God as fillers. When I say fillers, yung parang wala na siya masabi, sa babagitin lang niya yun para lang walang dead air. Minsan pa nga ginagamit yung phrase na yun parang as a response dun sa joke na sinabi niya. For example, there's a known preacher. Magsasabi siya ng joke. Kunyari, nag-joke siya. Tapos nagtawa na yung mga tao, ha, glory to God, clap the Lord, clap for the Lord. What is that for? Again, friends, I hope you're not seeing me as someone who's legalistic. This is what we see here kasi we take this too lightly. We take this too lightly. Another way, and this might step on people's toes, another way that we violate this commandment, another way that we take the Lord's name in vain is when we take titles and names for ourselves that is reserved for God alone. For example, listen to Jesus Christ in Matthew 23, verse 8. But you are not to be called rabbi, for you have one teacher, and you are all brothers. And call no man your father on earth, for you have one father who is in heaven. Neither be called instructors, for you have one instructor, even Christ. Obviously, Jesus is not referring to titles in everyday life. Diba? He's talking about those titles taken in the context of religious veneration. Pagpapataas, pag-angat sa level ng isang tao in a religious and spiritual manner. Ako'y tatay. Of course, ang tawag sa akin ng anak ko, tatay or daddy or father. Right? So, it's obviously not talking about that. There are those of us who are teachers, and your students call you teacher or miss or mister or ma'am or sir. It's not talking about that. I'm your pastor, and you address me as pastor. It's not talking about that. But this is talking about calling a mere human being as father with a sense of religious veneration. Doing that is taking the Lord's name in vain. You see? Let's take it further. This also involves our thought process. When we are at a worship gathering, when we are praying, are you really praying? If you're acting like you're praying, pero hindi ka manugipray, that's taking the Lord's name in vain because you don't have regard for the heavenly, for godly things. Nagipray, tas nagabasa ka ng bulletin, di ba? Binabantay mo kung anong oras na ba? Friends, when we're singing praises to the Lord, and you don't like singing, to those of us who may be part of worship celebrations, perhaps, kunyari, leader tayo, or part tayo ng praise team, or nag-pray tayo, or maybe nag-preach tayo. When we are merely performing rather than really worshiping God, or leading our people to worship, that's taking the Lord's name in vain. Hindi tayong bida. Since when was worship about us? It was not about us and it will never be about us. To those of us who pray, I mean, some people might get mad at me for this. And I'm just saying this, friends. Friends, I see this in me. And if you would be honest with yourselves, you would see this in you as well. There are those who may be praying and trying to impress people with their words. Hindi sincerong galing sa puso. Right? Or when you pray, sa bahay ninyo, when you pray memorized prayer, tapos just uttering them, lalo sa pagkain, pero parang ano lang, loosely lang, parang mechanical lang, that's taking the Lord's name in vain. Because we are talking about prayer done without sincerity and reverence. And in prayer, when we ask for the wrong things, that's taking the Lord's name in vain. Jesus says in John 14:13, whatever you ask in my name, this I will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask me anything in my name, I will do it. Akala ng iba sa atin, yung pangungusap na yan is like a blank check na may pirma na ni Kristo, bibigay sa atin, bahala ka na kung anong gusto mo. But that is not what it means. Praying in Jesus' name means that we pray consistent to His will, to His character. In Jesus' name is not a formula or magic words that we use in the end of our prayer so that we can get what we want. To pray in His name means to pray for what He wants for us and what He desires for us for His utmost glory. Napansin nyo ang lawak ng implication. It's far-reaching in this commandment alone. And to be honest, friends, I find myself here. I am guilty of all the illustrations that I've mentioned. Hindi lang siya petty and trivial sin. Which brings us to the third aspect of the commandment. We saw there's a restriction. Don't misuse the name of the Lord. There's a requirement. Sanctify God's name in your heart. Third, may reason. May reason bakit dapat natin gawin ito. At hindi dapat natin pag walang bahala at gamitin na walang kaparakan ang pangalan ng Diyos. In this verse alone, we see the reason. Look at Exodus 20, verse 7 again. You shall not take the name of the Lord your God in vain. For, ito yung reason, the Lord will not hold him guiltless who takes his name in vain. God himself said this, that the reason why we should not take this lightly and we should not take his name in vain is that it would incur a particular guilt. He will not dismiss it. Hindi lang isi-isi ito. He will not take this lightly. Friends, yung structure na yan, yung narinig natin na parang principle at theme nung reason na to sa Exodus 20, we see that principle when God wants to stress a seriousness to be obeying His statutes in the Old Testament. Listen to Deuteronomy 28, starting from verse 58. If you are not careful to do all the words of this law that are written in this book, that you may fear this glorious and awesome name, the Lord your God. Then the Lord will bring on you and your offspring extraordinary afflictions, afflictions severe and lasting, and sicknesses grievous and lasting. And he will bring upon you again all the diseases of Egypt, of which you were afraid, and they shall cling to you. Ito'y very serious na threat ng Panginoong Diyos sa Israel, that if they disregard God's law, it's tantamount to taking His name in vain. Reverence for His law is reverence for His name. Ang pagsunod sa kanyang utos ay parang paggalang sa kanyang pangalan. So, a flip side, ang hindi pagsunod sa kanyang utos is pagwalang bahala sa kanyang pangalan. We should not take this lightly. This is a very serious matter. There is a particular evil in breaking this command. Consider this, friends. Lahat halos ng kasalanan, listen, almost all sin that you can think of has pleasures for its motives. Ano yung sinon? Ang magnanakaw, nagnanakaw kasi gusto niya maraming pera sa kanyang bulsa. That's the pleasure that's found in his act of stealing. Ang lasenggo at ang adulterer gets momentary pleasures from their sin. There are pleasures in most sins. Dahil minsan, sa palagay natin, ang kasalanan masaya, masarap. Right? Si Moses, when he chose the reproach, when he chose to be identified to the people of God rather than to be identified with Egypt, ito yung sinabi ng writer ng Hebrews. Hebrews 11:24. By faith, Moses, when he was grown up, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to be mistreated, ito yung pinili niya, with the people of God than to enjoy the fleeting pleasures of sin. May pleasure sa sin. There's always pleasure in sin. Most sin come with a degree of pleasure, and that pleasure is the motivating factor to sin. Nagnanakaw kasi gusto maraming pera. Nangangalo niya kasi gusto niya maramdaman yung fleeting na sexual pleasure. But consider the sin. The sin of taking the Lord's name in vain. Anong reward? There is no reward in this sin. Diba? Wala tayong mapapala sa kasalanan ito. Do you get that? There is no pleasure in it. It gratifies none of our senses. Diba? So this sin is a sin of sheer rebellion. And the fact that it is very common with believers as well is a testimony of the depravity of the heart, the sinfulness of our heart. The fact that we are all prone to do this speaks volumes of the sinfulness and the wickedness of sin. Sabing ganun ng talata ito, wala ka makukuhang pleasure dito, but only the guilt and condemnation and divine displeasure of those who take the Lord's name in vain. It's pointless and senseless to, di ba? It's sheer defiance to the Lord. Anong makukuha lang? Displeasure ng Panginoong Diyos. So this sin in particular is evil. This sin in particular is devilish. Most sin we see, yung katawan, yung layaw ng laman, dinadrag yung soul to sin. But this sin, it is the soul that drags the body to sin, to blaspheme God. Alam niyo, nakakatakot? Na paulit at kung sinasabi kayo na pa, I see myself in this sin. I see myself doing this sin, committing this sin. Too many times, I see myself not serious about sanctifying God's name in my heart. So many times, I see myself singing mechanically. So many times, I see myself praying selfishly. Too many times, I see myself taking the Lord's name in vain. And if you would be honest with yourselves, friends, and I hope you would be, you can say the same thing. We all are guilty of the sin. We all are. And according to this passage, we would only incur guilt and displeasure from God. What a way to end this study, diba? Ano ba yan? You know what? This is a beautiful segue to the gospel. Beautiful segue to the gospel. Why? Because the guilt of this particular sin, kasama din siya sa pinagbayaran ng Panginoong Jesus. The guilt of taking the Lord's name in vain is one of those sins that Jesus took on His shoulder. If you believe, if you are His, if you love Him, if you surrendered your life to Jesus Christ. And that's beautiful, friends. And even though we find ourselves still sinning and taking the Lord's name in vain, as we find ourselves mechanically praying, singing apathetically, but with God's grace, we are made to know. We are confronted by His Word and by the ministry of the Holy Spirit. We are convicted of our sins. And we go back again to the Lord Jesus Christ, who was the one who perfectly obeyed and lived out every word to the dot and to the letter. That is why we need Him. That is why you need to serve Him. And if you are one of those who have not surrendered your life to Jesus Christ yet, nasa pangatlong utos pa lang tayo. I'm pretty sure you failed in the first commandment. I'm pretty sure you failed in the second commandment. I'm pretty sure you, like me, have failed in the third commandment. And friend, the soul of the sin, the soul of the person who sinned shall die, according to the Bible. But to those who are His, to those who have embraced Jesus Christ as their sovereign Lord and Master, there is no more condemnation and there's no more separation. To those who are His, to those who are called according to His purpose, because those whom He foreknew, He justified, and those whom He justified, He called, and those whom He called, He is sanctifying, and He will glorify. You see, there's grace in the law. As we allow and submit ourselves to the scrutiny of God's Word, we would see our dire need for a Savior. You shall not take the Lord's name in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless who takes His name in vain. And now, because of God's grace, those of us who have called upon His name, called upon this beautiful name, are saved, secured, and will no longer be condemned. What a beautiful name. What a beautiful Savior. Shall we pray? Thank you, Lord, for this wonderful study. And we pray that you'd be with us as we continue on. By your grace, live out lives that are pleasing to you. Salamat po, Panginoong Diyos, kung paano wala kaming pwedeng ibang puntahan at takbuhan kundi kayo. Because we have failed miserably. And we thank you, Lord, that you are our only hope. And we pray that you would continue to help us understand that, so that we would glory in you. We would boast in you. We would not take your name in vain, but we would glory and boast in your name. Shout glorious praises to your name and talk about you. Talk about your beautiful name to people whom you would lead our path. Thank you for teaching us. Thank you for convicting us. Thank you for comforting us. In Christ's most precious name we pray. Amen. Thank you for joining me. I'll see you all next week for our fourth commandment. God bless you.